Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Kedoshim, we hear a pasuk that is quoted very, very often in various contexts. The Torah tells us in Perek Yudtes, Pasuk Yudches, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your friend as yourself. And many, many beautiful and important ideas have been said about these extremely powerful words. For today's FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful idea that's related to a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara there discusses an incident where a Gentile came to the great Tana Shammai, and he said to Shammai, convert me on the condition that you teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. And Shammai responded very negatively to this very disrespectful request. There's absolutely no way you can teach the entire Torah, the breadth and depth of Torah, in the few minutes that a person can hop on one foot. So Shammai, understandably, kicked this gentleman out of his office. And after this incident, the man went to the great Tana Hillel, and he said the same thing, convert me on the condition that you teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. And Hillel replied with the following words, De'alach sanei l'chavracha lo sa'avid, that which is hateful to you, do not do to another. De'alach sanei l'chavracha lo sa'avid, that which is hateful to you, do not do to another. And then Hillel said, Zohi kol HaTorah Kula Ve'idach Perushahu Zil Gemor. That's the entire Torah, and the rest is its interpretation. Go and learn. That's what Hillel said. That which is hateful to you, do not do to another. It's the entire Torah, and the rest is its interpretation. And there's a lot to say here. However, many Mefarshim ask the following question. If Hillel's message was that we must treat each other properly, why did Hillel say, Da'alach sanei l'chavracha lo sa'avid? Why didn't he quote the pasuk from Parshas Kedoshim, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha? A beautiful explanation comes from Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who died in 1936. He was the Mashkiach of Mir, and it's found in his Sefer Da'as Torah on the Torah, on Parshas Kedoshim. Rav Yerucham says, Hillel was afraid that if he were to teach this man, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, on its own, the man could have come to an incorrect conclusion. All I have to do is love everyone, just love. However, the truth is, love is not enough. Emotions are not enough. We are about action. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha must be accompanied by doing something or by not doing something. Hillel therefore said, D'alach sanei l'chavracha lo sa'avid. Your love must be translated into action. Again, by doing something or, as a first step, not doing something. Don't do anything that you yourself don't like. Once you understand that, Zil Gemor, go and learn the rest. That is Rav Yerucham. I thought perhaps one can suggest another explanation as to why Hillel chose not to teach this man V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Perhaps one can suggest that we first have to look at the man who approached Hillel and Shammai. What kind of man would go to the greatest Talmidei Chachamim of the generation, Hillel and Shammai, men who dedicated every waking hour to explore the depths of the Torah, the breadth of the Torah, the greatest Gedolim of that generation and probably of every generation. And this man goes up to these two people and says, teach me the entire Torah in 2 minutes. Can you imagine going to the top doctor in the entire world, a person who has dedicated decades of their life to the depths of medicine, and you go to this person and you say, teach me everything you know about medicine in 2 minutes. What kind of chutzpah? That's crazy. Who would do that? So perhaps one can suggest that a person who would do that, a person who has that kind of chutzpah, perhaps one can suggest that that person really deep down doesn't have self-respect. A person with so much anger, so much antagonism, very often they don't have inner peace. They treat others with disdain because they treat themselves with disdain. They treat others with contempt because they treat themselves with contempt. They don't appreciate others because they don't appreciate themselves. They treat others without love because they do not love themselves. It's a very, very painful thing. And we have to do everything we can to help someone in that situation. But very often, It's hard to express love and respect when a person doesn't themselves have self-respect and self-love. If that is the case, Hillel could not say v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love someone else like he loves himself? He doesn't love himself. So let's start with d'alach sanei l'chavrcha lo savid. First, let's start with the basic. If you hate it when someone does something to you, don't do that to others. That's it. Start with that. And then slowly, zeal gemor, go and learn more and more and more and more. And as you open your eyes to the beauty of Torah, to the beauty of Hashem, then you will begin feeling appreciated by Hashem and by others, feeling needed by Hashem, so to speak, feeling a part of something eternal. That is called HaTorah Kula. Have an amazing day, everyone.